Today is Thursday, November 14th. We are here at our special meeting at 10:30 a.m. If we could open in prayer, I'll ask Byron Smith if he would like to.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day of life. Lord, we ask you to put your blessing hand on these proceedings. Give everyone a clear conscience, clear heart. In Jesus' name.
No. Jim, will you lead us in Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If I could have a roll call, please.
Mr. Blevins?
Here.
Mr. Fleshman?
Here.
Is Mr. Leisure?
We don't know if he's running behind. I haven't heard yet. So if we send a message to make sure.
I'm doing that now.
Okay, so we're going to move on. The purpose of this special meeting is that we are going to go over the budget. And what I'm going to do, Mr. Wilczek, I'm going to turn the meeting over to you. And you can guide us on what you've got here.
Okay. I guess first up, each of the department heads will address their budget.
Okay.
Going forward, I'll talk about general fund here.
Okay.
And answer questions that you may have. There are a number of small funds that are not part of this.
Okay.
Just because it's very limited, very small dollar amount, they will appear on the appropriation resolution. Just the balance alone or any estimated revenue that comes with it will be appropriated.
Okay.
But they're like the law enforcement trust fund with the police department. It's a few thousand bucks. It's not worth creating all of this. These are my primary operating funds for the township that will be addressed here right now. So,
do you have another copy of this?
For Robin.
Here, Robin.
Yes.
I'll bring this one to you.
I've given her a copy.
I want Robin to sit in on this because she's going to be the person that's going to be here doing the day-to-day operations. So,
wasn't anticipating that.
I called yesterday and addressed that. So sorry you didn't get the message.
I've met with department heads several times over the last couple of months putting this together, and knowing from them what they need. So it's incorporated into these budgets that can be presented to you. I don't want to say it's my budget. It's not. So I've worked with them to come up with a balanced budget going forward for everything.
I'd like to say, before we get started, I'd like to thank you for sticking around and helping us with this. I know you've got a full plate, and there's something called retirement that you would love to enjoy and go fishing, but any help that you can give us is greatly appreciated.
So anyways, leading into 25, this is a start on it. So. Like I said, I'm going to talk about general fund. There's 15 minutes given to each one of these guys.
Okay.
Because my understanding, 15 minutes. We've
okay,
got one
gotcha.
Hour.
Okay,
gotcha. Okay. A few highlights that I want to talk about before I touch base on general fund. Wages and benefits for the township as a whole is 78% of your budget. It's getting to the point where some of that is getting a little alarming.
Okay.
Entities that land in fiscal watch and emergency, when they start crossing over into that 80% and higher, they got financial problems.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I'm drawing your attention to it for a reason, because it needs attention going forward.
What's the number again? You said 80%.
So 78.
78 is where
it's
we're
currently
at?
78. Once you start crossing over into 80, 85%, you've got problems. Okay. Your health care cost is 26% of wages. Wages and benefits are 8.5 million. 26% of that is just healthcare. Healthcare, dental, vision, life, major medical, your HSA plan, etc.
Okay? Just one second, Robin.
So when you say 8.5 million, are you talking just in the general fund?
No.
You're talking across
all
the
funds.
Board. I just want to make sure we're clear that we haven't jumped from general fund to across the board, because when we're talking general fund, and you said 8.5 million. I thought that doesn't make sense to me.
No, that's okay. Across all funds, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Benefits compared to sorry. Lost my. Benefits alone are 35% of the wages and benefits for the township.
Okay.
So of that 8.5 million, 35% of that is wages and benefits, or is your benefits.
So what is one of the benefits, and here's one of the things that I see that that crawls up and hurts us, is like comp time, personal time, not comp time, but personal time, vacation.
Yeah, that's all wages.
That are cashed in.
That's all wages. It has nothing to do with benefits.
And that's under the 78%.
Correct.
Okay.
So 35% of your wages and benefits being for your health care is also starting to get alarming. As that number starts to increase, that becomes very expensive for you. So it needs attention. Okay? More specifically, now getting into general fund, in front of you, you have a summary sheet, and stapled to it is the detail for general fund. Okay? So I'm going to stick with the summary sheet for now. Your revenues for next year and looking out 5 years, these are conservative estimates. They don't increase much. Your property taxes is inside millage, so it doesn't have a great deal of growth. Okay?
Right. It, and then also what we lose in being annexed.
Correct. So that you can, while that's increasing, it probably, you, every time you get annexed,
is there a way to track that, how much, because I've had someone ask me, and some of the meetings I go to, I don't know the percentage of what's been annexed, of how it's hurt our budget. Is there a way that you're easily be able to go a couple strokes of a key and give us an idea of how much we've lost without...
The only way that I can think of that you could do that is you look at the property valuation for the last several years.
Okay.
And see the direction it's going. The problem is, there's, as values increase, that's reflected in those values.
Yeah, so
it's,
we're
not going to
give you
the
true value.
It's not going to give you the loss. Okay? I'm not sure how you can look at anything and figure that out.
The only way, I guess, is go back and county auditor and look at every piece of property that's been lost and what the value was of that.
If they are set up with certain codes for areas, that will tell you.
Okay.
But I don't know that one. License and permits, while next year it's not really going up that much, because currently you're at $200,000. Okay. Biggest part of the license and permits is included in that is the cable franchise fees, because it's license, permits, and fees. So that's about $71,000. We're looking at $80,000 for that one. License permits as of the end of September were $130,000, which makes up that, if you look at 24, license and permits is $135,000. You will hit much higher this year. What I was anticipating looking forward in 26 and on out, one, will you can really continue to see the growth in permits? Doubtful.
Okay.
If you get annexed, you're also going to see a drop in that stuff.
And then what about, like, for instance, our cell tower and stuff like that?
That's miscellaneous revenue down.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. It doesn't amount to a whole lot, but again, if you look at the detail, you'll see a line for rental. And that's about, you're currently $15,000 through October. You've only been averaging almost $20,000 a year on that.
Yeah, 10 so years, $200,000.
What are you looking at?
If you said, how much was it a year? $20,000?
$20,000.
And if you go 10 years at $20,000?
No. I don't know why you're looking out 10 years.
Well, I'm just...
Why are you multiplying times 10?
Because I've been here 11 years, and that cell tower's been paying ever since.
Okay. Annually, you get about $20,000 off of it. So, in the intergovernmental revenue, there's two pieces to it that make it up, the bulk of it. $380,000 of that is local government allocation that you get from the county. And that's holding fairly consistent. The other side of it that is actually doing fairly well, and I don't know how to best estimate it, is the agreement with Columbus involving the casino. You're about $138,000 right now. So I'm
for the year.
Yeah, I'm looking at $130,000 going out each year. I don't know how to really estimate that
and
one.
And that's been 8 years or 10 years. They've been there 10 years now, right?
Okay.
10 years.
It's increased over the years. Looking backwards, in 2020 it was only $88,000.
You know, I looked at that agreement. I don't want to hold up too much time, but the agreement we should have never have signed, or our attorneys at the time, our attorney at the time, since has passed away. There's a difference between net and gross as far as what you're going to get your percentage from. And we were after expenses as far as any kind of revenue. And as you know, you can work the numbers on that and take every deduction you can before it gets down to what we get.
So it's outside of our control.
I understand.
So, some more things I need to touch on with general fund, and I need to stress one other thing. Built into the salaries and benefits is a finance manager to replace me. You're going to need somebody to come in here and help.
Yes.
And work on this stuff. One person can't do it. Right?
Sure.
That's included in the budget. I put it in at up to 80,000. I have had a few people I've talked to and they just laughed at me at it.
Because it's too less.
Probably. So, you know, if and when you find one, if the negotiated salary for it is different, you'll have to adjust the budget accordingly.
Two, if we're able to do a, I don't know if we would get more bang for our buck, meaning if we didn't put a full-time person on and we did contract services.
Well, first of all, the problem is when you look at the definition of an employee and what they do, they're an employee, period.
Yeah.
You will be in trouble with the IRS. You will get nailed with fines and penalties. And the pension system will come after you.
Okay.
It's not worth going down that path. Okay?
So, how is it that our attorneys are contract services?
Because you don't control them.
Okay.
You don't dictate their time. You don't tell them when they have to be at work, where they got to work, so on.
So, just out of curiosity, if we was to hire a firm or someone like yourself, they work from their own office, majority of the stuff they didn't have to come in to do, et cetera, is that a gray area, or does that take them out of, because if we're not telling someone they have to be here at 7:30 every morning to do this and et cetera, and they're able to come in, pick up what they need, or work remotely, does that change the scope of it?
Working remotely won't change the scope of it. Potentially hiring a firm, I don't know, maybe.
Apologize, gentlemen. I thought it was 11.
Work that way on it, okay? So I don't know how to best answer that one.
Okay.
And
well, at least we know that
probably
we know to definitely pay close attention to that.
So the last thing I want to point out with general fund.
I'm sorry. Yes. Just 1 second, if I may. It is now 10:46. Mr. Leeser has arrived, and we are continuing. Okay.
So the last thing I want to point out in the general fund, if you turn to page 2 of the summary. Again, I've always looked at things out 5 years. It's the best way to figure out what can you afford to do and what can't you afford to do. Okay. General fund, in this, and I've been saying this all along for the last several years, general fund is facing a problem. You've got a deficit potentially starting in 2017. So either you got to start cutting expenditures or you got to find new revenue. So if you look at page 2 on there, 2027, you're looking at a deficit of potentially $175,000.
Back here.
And then it goes up from there.
Yeah, almost doubles.
Okay. So I've stressed the need to watch your expenditures. Healthcare is a big area for you guys to look at. It's not the sole source to fix your problems. You really need to be looking at things a lot harder to avoid this happening. Potentially things could come in better for 24 and your balance may be higher than what is anticipated for 20, going into 25, and it may delay it another year. But either way, you still got to look at things to figure out how are you going to deal with the deficits or eliminate them looking out 2, 3, 4, 5 years. If you don't, you're going to have problems. And then when it really gets bad, you won't be able to afford to do a whole hell of a lot of anything. Okay? If you do end up where you have deficits, the auditor of state can put you in fiscal emergency, and then there's a commission that takes over, and they have a lot more say as to how things work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, what I do want to point out, attached to the summary, and this is going to be for all of the departments that talk to you, there's a detail of this worksheet. Yeah, this one's the general fund, is 8 pages long. This is every account code that exists in the accounting system for tracking the expenditures. And that's what we look at as we go forward. We'll adjust certain things for known events that will happen or will not happen again. But overall, we're looking at a kind of a trend going forward as to what's happening with the expenditures. That's there for your information and for you guys to look over, okay? Some of the big things, I've put little note boxes out there to identify some of the bigger things that are in there, but that'll give you a good idea of what's in the general fund. So, my 15 minutes is up.
So, okay, the boxes are on our sheets that you wrote.
Yes.
Okay.
And I, not knowing whether everybody got to see things, there's copies here. Primary focus is going to be on the summary pages. You guys can look at the detail later. Okay? Because given the amount of time, can't bury yourselves in the humongous detail that goes with all of this.
So I have one question.
Yes.
Going for the proposed budget for 2025. If we look at the fiscal department, the salaries, township fiscal officer, staff, and et cetera. So some of that has changed. Is that coming from the general fund then? Because year 2025, we just had the $34,500,000. And then moving forward for the next, till 2029, previous to that, we had $40,000 and then, and et cetera.
So, what has happened is Robin has been moved out of the fiscal department and under the administration.
So it comes out of the general fund now.
That's correct. Okay. You're still looking at general fund here. And going forward, I was not told of any change to make there.
Sure.
So the only thing showing up in the fiscal office is the fiscal officer.
Okay.
That's okay. It.
That's no worry. I just happened to see that.
Yes, it looks odd. But, yeah. And if you look at the administrator's office, you'll see there's a big change in it.
Okay, I haven't got to that point yet. That's right below it, yes.
Yes.
I see it.
Okay.
Okay. If I would just kept reading, I probably would have found it.
Yes. All right.
So,
at least moving forward.
Thank you.
Up next, I was here early and got long straw or short straw, I don't know which way to call it, road department.
We're doing road?
Yes. So you can follow along. I've got the summary sheets to go with it. Like, I'm not sure how you guys are looking at all that on your computers. So
bring those.
I'm good at, I like looking at it on here. I mean, on paper, because I can make notes. So I wanted to tell you real quick, right now, we are at 78% with of our budget goes for employment. When we get to 80%, you're in danger.
Yes, because
26% of it, of the 78 is health. So with the expense, what we pay and et cetera, is at 78.
So Jeff, I'll just go off these.
26 of that, okay.
Yeah.
So we need to raise, we need to lower
this
to lower that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We must try to stay under 80.
No,
the closer we get to 80.
We have to stay under 80.
Yeah.
So, okay. Up next, Jim.
Well, as Jeff said, we had a couple meetings here lately on new budgets and went over all of our numbers. And we set 25s up, a lot of it based on where we're at from what our expenditures were in 24 and moving forward. We were able to work in the $168,000 shortage into our road repaving. Jeff, I'm not exactly sure. I was going to go off of these.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's pretty much because they don't have the numbers by line item wise that we had in here. But I guess just to make it pretty easily, that with what we did within each of our funds are broke down, our salaries are broke down amongst the five guys into the five different funds. We've got things set up already for paving. I've already got a hold of the county engineers and put together a list of, I had to have that in by the 1st of November, roads that we're going to be able to pave in 25. I gave them a list of that. Have not got any numbers or anything back yet on the paving. One thing that I did check on is our alleys on things that we could possibly do. If we don't have a large sum of money to be able to actually go in and repave a bunch of our roads, could we take that pot of money and summarize in doing some alley work that we need to do? There are three different types of procedures that they could do on these alleys, and Mark Mullinax is in the process of getting pricing and everything together for me on that. So the paving, there will be some paving done this coming up year. Not as much as we have been able to do in the last couple of years, and a lot of that has to do with the shortfall that we had, you know, within our paving part. Go ahead.
So there's still $350,000 in the road district for paving, street paving.
Yeah.
Okay. The work that he's talking about with the alleys, it's more maintenance and repair, so that is up under purchase services and supplies and materials.
And our gas, Jeff's got us a line item set up once again this year. In our gas tax fund, we got $45,000 set aside for operating supplies, paving, patching. $15,000 of that would be for just like alley repair. Now, depending on what the county comes back with, we can use our capital outlay money to actually do more than just repair work. We can do some completed renovating.
Are you guys done with the crack seal, or is that too late this year?
Crack seal right now is going to be one of the best times to do it because the road, everything is pretty much opened up right now. We just had some projects going on we were trying to get wrapped up on. Probably the first part of spring, we'll get back into that.
So, Lowell Drive where I'm at, I notice when I'm walking, I hate to see that nice street, but the amount of traffic that gets because of the church, they're starting to open up, and if we get wet and cold, I think we're going to see some serious
with a lot of roads that got repaved during the sanitary sewer project.
Yeah.
Problem that they ran into was when they did their Millen fill. Those are a lot of those are transfer cracks that actually came from the base.
Gotcha.
That they didn't treat before they repaved it. If they would have treated that before they repaved it, a lot of that wouldn't have transferred back up through.
Yeah, because it's a nice road, and it's just like, it really opened this year. I don't know if the heat or what did it, but I'm like, you know, freezing water in there. If we don't address that by spring, it's going to...
We've got quite a bit of the material left still. Yeah, we've still got quite a bit of the material. Now, it doesn't cost us anything. The company that we get our material from, they let us use their hot box. But no, that was something we tried to get put onto the schedule this year. It just didn't really work into our favor.
So that I understand that, because they did Lowell Drive and El Paso at the same time during that. El Paso is not near as much, what do you call cracks? What
do they call transfer cracks.
Transfer cracks. So
from wear and tear.
So is it
the wear and tear?
Because El Paso gets just local people coming and going. So that does make a difference.
Okay. The transfer cracks are more apt to come up through with the more travel.
Okay.
One of the things that's also in the budget for him that will begin to address some of this, that problem, is the pavement condition assessment. I think it's been 3 years and it's time to update it. Yeah. That report should be driving the roads that need to be repaved because it identifies the problems. It'll rate all the roads. And if you look at that and you address the ones that are marked very poor, that's your priorities.
Gotcha.
And that's what I'm going off of a lot when I go to the county with the roads they've got. And it is built into our budget this year of professional services to be able to reach out and have him do another reassessment. And we can look and see, because
since he did the assessment 3 years ago, we've had a lot of roads already repaved. So our roadways are looking a lot better. I mean, we've got some smaller areas that we need to address. I'm trying to think. Also built into the budget, I mean, equipment-wise this year, we were fine. I mean, it's something that one thing that we, you know, Ryan and I, we talked about and we spoke with Jeff and during our meetings, we need to take our oldest zero-turn mower and trade that one in and replace the one that has gotten to be in the worst of shape.
That's the $15,000 capital outlay under permissive MVL.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's something that we're looking at a couple of different things. Unfortunately, the mowers that we get, we're not mowing just regular yards. I mean, when we're out mowing, we're mowing for some of the yards we should be baling instead of mowing. So,
you how have many hours are you getting, like the one that you want to replace? How many hours? 1,500?
I think it's got more now.
I'll have to look.
I was just curious.
Off the top of my head, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And what brand are we using? Did you get?
The last one was a Ferris.
We've got the two bad boys that I personally like those. Preference, they like the Ferris too. A lot of it's just going to be, you know, we have to see what's out there commercial wise, you know, that we can use. Because anything that we have to purchase mower wise has to be a commercial grade.
Absolutely.
It has to be a commercial grade.
In case you run over rocks.
Other than that, our five budgets, I feel the carryovers that we have from 24 to 25, I think everything, personally, it looks good. I think we're going to be fine. I mean, we try the best we can to pinch our pennies the best we can. Other than that, we don't have anything major. Jeff, am I missing anything?
Even the worksheets, the big worksheets, they look out 5 years. If it shows a deficit in one of the future years, that's easily addressed because we can reallocate which fund provides some of the material supplies, et cetera. But overall, the road funds, they're in the best shape of all your funds. So at least going forward for the next few years, he's in decent shape. The one good thing, the last debt payment on
Jetterback
is in 25. And after that, you have no outstanding debt related to equipment or anything.
It's
amazing.
You know exactly what I'm going to ask.
And we're working into 26 right now.
Yeah, so, that piece of equipment, I'm talking about a bucket, like that white truck we had, and it had a small bucket on it, like the cable company.
Yeah.
It would help us out, save money on limbs and stuff that we need to take down versus getting... Of course, we're not going to cut down these huge trees ourselves, but...
It's not something that we would use a lot of, but it would be nice to have if we needed it.
But, you know, the thing about, like, for instance, I don't know what you call the white truck that we got, the tool truck. What do you call that?
That's a service truck, which has been so handy.
So if we had a service truck with a bucket on it, it could serve as the same purpose, couldn't it?
It does, but then again, the bucket actually takes up so much of your space in your toolbox area that it kind of deletes that. I see where you're going, because a lot of the bucket trucks actually do have the toolboxes and everything on.
Right.
But a lot of that also has.
I just didn't know if you got a two for one, because like the cable companies, they, you know, they're small. They're not made to go 100 feet, but I mean, if you got up 50 feet,
they're usually 35 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. So that makes a difference. Like, for instance, and it was before your time, the Widowmaker over there off of...
up in Broadline.
Yes, Broadline. For how long did we work?
It was there.
We could have done that in a half hour if we had a bucket truck, but there's no way we're going to put our people in danger.
And here's all of our POs for 25.
Okay.
So...
So next we have...
We're going to do the police department next.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to give you the summary sheet and the detail. The idea is we're trying to stay at the summary level. But you're welcome to look at the rest. Okay. Chief?
Sir? So you can see on... Do you have the summary sheet first?
Yep.
Our total expenditures for this year are estimated at 2.3 and change. 25 is 2.4. We're estimating to carry over $866,000 this year, and 25 would be 710.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So when Jeff and I got together on a few occasions, we are budgeting for one vehicle replacement per year. We will have one more to sell probably, I guess, to me, probably the first of 25.
Are we keeping at least one or two backups and also used for overtime?
Yeah, well, they're in a lot of cases with some of the overtime, they're already in their car.
Okay, gotcha.
But we have one that's got 108,000 miles on it. So the maintenance is just going to continue to escalate on that. So it's also going to need a new exhaust. Wow. So the plan will be to sell that without putting $3,000 into the exhaust system.
So with the cars that we have, do we have, like, say, for instance, you and I have gone back a long ways. Have we protected ourselves? Like, for instance, we had two cars in one accident before.
Uh-huh.
Would we be sustainable if we had that happen today?
Yeah, we would have to double guys up. I mean, that's another benefit of one person being assigned to a car, would be if you would lose one of those cars, you have other cars where he could shift into.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. So I just want to make sure that we don't get into that situation we had. Thankful that Westway Body Shop was able to, within 3 or 4 weeks, get the one back to us. They stopped and put that in front of everything.
Yeah, they got that one back to us really quick. So we are budgeting for that. There wasn't anything. We did go ahead and include the additional for the uniform allowance if that agreement is met between the board and the union, mainly just for budgeting purposes.
That's part of the benefits.
Okay.
Nothing else major is coming out of 25.
Dispatch contract?
Well, I mean, that's coming every year.
Yeah.
But we should have one more year on that agreement. It should be a 2-year agreement. That will go up in a year.
The car wash thing hits you too, right?
2025. The car washes are budgeted in.
Yep.
So that we can try to get an agreement with. My goal is the moving that they're building down at Central Point.
Sure. Do you know they're building another one right at the edge of Grove City?
Uh-oh.
Right in front of the firing range.
Oh, that would even be.
Yeah.
That's great.
So you got either one.
Because you can go to either one.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
It's nice when they open the one there off of Broad Street in Prairie Township for a week. It was free, their mm-hmm. best one. You could go every day if you wanted to.
Yeah.
700 cars a day, they said.
Yeah, I mean, Take 5 does okay. We've had issues with their billing.
Take 5, is that oil change?
Well,
car wash.
Car wash. Take 5. I thought there was 5-minute oil change.
The one up by the
oh, they changed. That's, it used to be something else.
It used to be the Goo Goo or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And then Take 5 came in and bought them out, I guess. Yeah. So we've had issues there, but they haven't been charged in this issue because they didn't get their billing system in order in time for the budget cycle.
So what do they typically, I know, subscription wise for me, I use the one Blue Sky. I really like it, but it's up off a sawmill. They don't have one in this area yet. Typically it's $20 a month, go through as many times you want. Are we looking at something in that same ballpark?
Yes.
Per car?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the going rates are for Moo Moo, but I believe it's around $20-$25.
Okay.
For just wash and dry.
Yeah.
So it costs $5,500 to outfit a new officer?
Between that and 6, yeah.
I'm sorry, sir, what, to outfit what?
A new officer, it's right here on page 3. Jeff has them highlighted. I looked at these earlier, that's the only reason I was just looking at these things.
What's a vest?
So,
yeah, it's about 1,800 change
for the vest.
And then the vests are on down underneath the outfitting.
Yeah, but there's,
yeah.
So is there any, there's no help with VEST, like grants or government doesn't help in any way, shape, or form?
We got a grant 2 years ago, which covered the ones we had.
Okay.
So we're looking into seeing if the line is going to open that up again. And it was a 25 match, like, you know, they covered 75% of it, which is still a big help.
Absolutely.
You know, because we only had to cover 25%. So if they open it up for 25, the goal would be all the ones that we had to buy in 24 could be reimbursed.
So I'm assuming the vests are like a lot of Bob's equipment. They have to be replaced so many...
Every 5 years.
5 years, okay.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's on for 28?
Yes.
Got it.
Mm, 29.
Oh, was it?
29.
Oh, it goes the other way. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're right.
Sorry, the arrow's pointing.
No, no, you're right. Okay.
So,
those were the only two things that I personally had any.
When you presented the levy to the voters, it was a continuing levy, and the hope was that it would last 7 years. You've got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Start in 22 or 23?
23.
So you're roughly getting 5 years out of that levy. If you look at the last page of the detail that I gave you, 2028 starts into a deficit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now, that could be delayed depending upon the carryover from 24 to 25. And if you get a control of some of the expenditures, that may push it out to 29 and 6 years on the levy. Okay? Either way, you need to be aware that going out, looking out, in this case 4 years, you're going to have an issue there again. So you got to be aware of where things are at, cost-wise. Unfortunately, with property taxes, you essentially live on a fixed income.
Yeah.
Because there's the only growth that occurs in the property tax of voted levy is new construction. You lose money if you lose...
Annexation,
demolitions, you lose money.
So my thought was, had the levy passed for the fire department, to ask the board to consider a township-wide levy for the police department, which some of the numbers that Chief and I originally looked at, you would actually reduce the millage, but still have... Yeah. You don't understand how that works.
I do, and the only caution I'm going to throw out at you is you drop all your existing levies, your homeowners lose 12.5% of a credit from the state of Ohio. So long as you renew a levy, those rollbacks stay.
Yeah.
You drop them,
they go.
Goes away.
That's why
so one needs to be aware of that in the calculation of what you're trying to do with the levies.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing I'm going to point out, right now, the capital outlay only includes one car per year. So you do the math. How often does a car get replaced then? How long are you essentially trying to keep a vehicle? 12 years? You got 12 cars?
Mm-hmm.
That's not realistic. Okay. So
I thought we were doing two at one time.
You know, the budget doesn't really support two.
Okay.
So as you look forward to whatever levy you do next for the fire or the police department, you need to look at your capital needs and make sure that you're taking into account what's realistic. That's going to affect that levy that you need. Okay. It's not just cars that you have to replace either. Although the cost of the cars include replacing
the computers or whatever.
Yeah, it includes replacing the radar units and the radios, et cetera, okay? So that's buried in there. But there's other capital needs within the budget, the department itself, that has to come back into play too.
Do you know what page we would look at, like for instance, the fuel? I'm just curious.
Yes. Page three, up towards the top.
Okay.
Under operating supplies, the first one listed there is fuel. Gas prices, they're not predictable at this point.
That's exactly.
So we budgeted $45,000 for 24. Through September, you're at $30,000, kept it at $45,000. And prices are going down.
Yeah, I wanted to see, because for instance, in 20, it was $34,000, and mm-hmm. now we're up to
you're probably going to hit $40,000-$45,000 for this year.
Yeah, so $10,000 difference makes a huge difference where the gas prices are now. Yes. We're seeing them start to tumble, and but, we understand why.
And keep in mind, when you look at 21-22 time frame in there, you're dealing with loss of staff because of uncertainty with the levy and funding.
Mm-hmm.
There was also, for each department, $5,000 kicked over to ARPA for fuel. So that's not part of this showing here.
Okay.
Okay.
That would put it right in line with the $40,000 to $45,000.
Yeah. Yes, especially when you consider that was what 22-23 time frame.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
So again, they're good for a couple years, but keep in mind when you guys decide to do something, you got to keep in mind the cost of what you're doing, and you got to look out 5 years to see the impact it has on what you're trying to do and the services you provide.
Well, one of the nice things is if we budget what we're currently when it's high, and that line item carries over, and then fuel goes up, you still have...
Well, any unused appropriation at end of year ceases to exist.
Okay.
You're subject to new appropriations the next year.
Okay.
So if we only spend 40 of the 45, doesn't carry over, subject to new appropriations, in this case,
where does the $5,000 go then?
It goes back down to the unappropriated balance.
And then you can, gotcha, okay. Yes. I just want to make sure you're going to say that, because that's what I thought. I didn't think it just like disappeared.
And if you look at things, if you go back to page four a minute, okay? And let's look at the columns of budget actual for 24.
Now, which one?
Look at the columns for budget and actual for 24.
Okay.
Okay. And if everything in the budget was spent, we're looking at a potential carryover of $866,000.
Okay.
Bottom line number, okay?
Gotcha.
See it?
Yeah.
Right now, at least through the end of September, the fund's got $1.6 million.
Okay.
So you're going to end the year somewhere between the $800,000 and the $1.6 million.
Carryover.
Yes. The carryover that moves forward, that's interesting. Number didn't carry right for me. That number will move into 25, and you may actually end up with a higher carryover balance for 25, and that rolls forward out into the future years.
I know the chief usually... Correct me if I'm wrong, usually 100-110 is what you like to carry over every year?
Well, we need enough to get through the first 3 months.
So, yes.
You know, in years past, it has been that low, but we were definitely scraping.
What's comfortable for you? What do you shoot for to carry over?
Well, I mean, right now, the $800,000
that's ideal.
Trickle through.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, way of looking at it, when it came to the property tax things, what we were looking at is, we know at a minimum you have to have 1 month's average expenditures, because your property taxes start to roll in late January, 1st of February. That's your primary source of money. So as long as you've got 1/12 of your budget in a carryover balance, theoretically you should make it through January. Then you got a new source of revenue that comes in. Okay.
But it would be nice to have two or three. That's a nice cut.
Yes. So that also helps in case there are unusual occurrences on some things. You've got a little bit of a balance to absorb those things. And I was looking at the wrong line when I did this. The budget at the end of 24, $866,000, is the carryover number into 25. So if that number actually comes out to, say, $900,000, that works higher, and theoretically you should end 25 with a higher amount. And that would probably push the deficit out one more year. Okay. I will tell you, I do not appropriate 100% of what you have available to spend.
You can't.
The budget dictates what gets appropriated. It's never 100% of what can be spent. Okay? The only exception would be one or two of Jim's funds, such as the one that deals solely with salt. Okay? Can't help that one. But again, and it doesn't make sense to do that. Same thing happens with general fund. We don't appropriate 100%. So if something does come up, there's usually some leeway in there. It's just when you eat into that unappropriated balance, you start playing
number games.
Yes. So, okay. Overall, police, really, they're good for a couple of years, but again,
we need to keep it on.
And yes.
I hate this time of year.
Bunch of times.
I was just doing these numbers up for my day job.
Bunch of times, always good.
Yeah.
I've been working on two of these.
So have I.
I gave your packet to Rob in case you had questions. He did have one of these, so I apologize.
That's all right. Steve, thanks for calling me. I swear I thought it was 11.
Well, he'll be walking in any time, and then that's when I'm like, should we call him?
I was sitting at the office. I had to get some things done. I was good. Yeah. Then I pulled out our budget, and I'm like, I got a few minutes. Well, I can sit here and go through these.
If you look at the email or the text, did say 11 that we originally got, and then it went to 10:30. So I had called I always like to text just to make sure I got it right, because things change.
They do change. Yeah, I was just sitting there going through numbers. I'm like, I better leave now. It's about 10:30. Got in the car, driving over. Steve's text pops up.
With the fire department, there's two levels of summary. One is very high level, and the next one focuses in on same detail in the major worksheet, but only in the current year. Mainly okay. Because he operates out of three funds. So that's by giving you the summary up front, you get a picture of his entire department and the cost there.
Make her mad?
What's that?
You make her mad?
I did.
Fire?
Fire,
yeah.
That looks a lot better.
I think you have an extra one?
Yeah. It looks way better.
Oh.
What's that?
No, thanks, Jeff.
Took it. I was chopping wood.
You took a what?
I was chopping, splitting wood.
Kick back?
Kicks light speed straight to my left eye. Somehow it came over the mall.
Luckily, you blinked at the time it came.
I guess. So, Jeff has done an amazing job of putting next year's budget together. And unfortunately, I think the majority of it is going to be up in the air based on decisions we make over the next six months.
I have a question and a comment. First, I'd like to commend you and your staff, firefighters, doing a heck of a job. Historically, for Franklin Township, to go down by 120, I wrote it down, I forget. I don't have it.
That's close.
127 maybe? 120? I have it. I was looking at it. And I went back and looked at what has happened. That, I honestly think that when people looked at the dire need of it now coming up, if we put it on in April, that it will pass. Historically, if you look back, it never passed on the first one. Then people see generally the sincerity and the need of it and how it's going to impact them, because at that point we can't keep both stations open. So I think that when we get to that point and we talk, a letter from the chief saying these are our choices and we're going to ask to put it back on makes a difference. And it definitely worked with Chief Smith.
For sure. But the budget broken up the way it is, it's maintaining the 29 employees that the actual budget maintains through the end of next year. It destroys pretty much any carryover, but it looks like we could hold 29. Obviously, the SAFER grant, once that runs out, we can't afford to maintain any of those.
And when does that run out?
They're allowing us to use the balance left in it. I still have to work on how to do that because, unfortunately, we're going to start losing guys, and I'm going to have no ability to hire new. I have zero applications at this point, and I don't foresee any coming in, no matter how much I advertise and tell them.
Yeah, roughly,
please come work here.
Roughly, you're going to get 3 to 5 months.
If but all 10 of them stayed, 3 to 5 months.
But you're going to be losing staff.
Over time, yeah.
And we're have, you won't be able to continue to hold those dollars from the federal government.
No, okay. And if the federal government does not allow me to use those for employees that are already here, like just transfer guys into that grant, then that fund could trickle around, hold one or two guys that are left in it for the whole year.
Does anyone know when the next election is? Is it April or March?
May
the...
It'll be the first Tuesday in May, I would assume.
Second Tuesday in May.
Is that what they are?
First or second.
Okay. So I know this isn't the time. I don't want to hold Jeff up with talking about that, but I think the discussion needs to be held that what we do there, two things that will happen, just as it did with the police department. If we do take this in something and we have permanent, then people know they have a permanent home here and your turnover will not be as great. Then there's going to be, you're going to have applications sitting on your desk so that the next time something opens, they want a permanent. And I get it. How do you raise a family not knowing year to year?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Whatever you decide on the levy is going to be done in January because 90 days out.
Yeah.
If it's May.
Okay. So what would be our deadline? Does anyone know? Can we set a deadline, gentlemen, so that we, let's say by January 15th,
That would be make a call to the Board of Elections and find out what the true date is.
Okay.
I'm working on that.
Instead of anybody guessing.
Okay.
Jeff, what type of levy would it have to be?
Depends on what you want.
Could we run the same levy that we had?
Absolutely.
With it being as close as what it was, I think people would understand.
I think you, maybe one, I guess I'd look at it this way. Next year, you got two chances to get a levy, May and November. Okay? If you want to do the same levy over again in May, okay. Otherwise, if it fails again, I would strongly suggest that you do a renewal plus. That way you retain the rollbacks on the old stuff.
Yes.
And you're probably, and I'm guessing at this, you're probably looking at roughly a plus 4 mils.
Okay.
That's only going to retain 23 to 29 guys.
Yep. Yeah, 29.
29. So the 10 guys on...
29 really doesn't make any sense.
Again.
That number doesn't.
Again.
The 10 guys that have been financed in the SAFER grant for the last 3 years are going to be gone. You will not have a staff of 39. You're going to have 29 or less.
Okay.
So you got to figure out also how you're going to run that department.
So the renewal plus is still one station.
So Chief, can you tell us what you've given us here as far as these numbers?
Yeah, so I just happened to take all of the precincts and we found this map, and so I took the results from the precincts and just entered them into this precinct map. So everywhere you see red, they voted us down.
So the north highly voted us down.
And the green and blue, it's all supposed to be green. Those are where you actually had support. So if you look, the apartments, I call it Lincoln Park. They voted for the levy, and then 196 there is Broadlawn. That's how many four votes you had between Broadlawn and the Rosary District, which is right there at Demarest and Briggs.
So red means no?
Red was a no.
And then so the green is?
The green and the blue are yes. So you can see we got beat pretty much everywhere except for right around Station 192.
Okay. You know what this does, this kind of information?
I think it's extremely helpful.
Oh, absolutely. Because you know where the next work needs to be
for sure.
done.
For sure.
So if I'm looking at this, and my area would be north up in here?
Your area is in that looks... the. Red that's highlighted in yellow up there?
Yeah,
you're red.
That's you.
Okay.
That's you.
That part is you, and then that other part is money back on Garrow's over there to the left.
And then what is the green here area?
That's just, I don't know, that's a Columbus district that still had township in it or something. The ones with the, like, 1-0, 2-0, those are...
So, is 13 no's and 7 yeses, is that what that means?
Yes.
Yeah, if it's red, okay. The...
First letter is no. The first...
In the reds.
In the reds.
If it's red, the bigger number's no's. If it's green or blue, the bigger number's is yeses.
So, I think what you take from this is, around the Sullivan Avenue station, it passed.
Yes.
So, I mean... not to be underhanded or anything, but would it change the flavor if people in this area thought the firehouse that was closing was going to be this firehouse?
I don't know.
That happened before.
I think it would.
I don't think we've ever done well down here. I don't think we've ever won the Triangle, and I don't think we've ever won Eastfield and Westfield. No matter when we were closing this one versus closing that one.
Mike, I think you're...
Well, I mean, it's just obvious when you say... You brought it up.
Yeah.
And you're correct. Around that, you can see these people want that firehouse.
Yes.
Now, these people over here, not so much. They're not feeling the burn. And like I said, I've said all along, your homeowners is going up. Mm-hmm. Your response times are going up, everything. These people here... could have the false pretenses that it was automatically going to be the one on Sullivan Avenue. And I'm not trying to play games here with people, but it just makes me look at that and think that. That's all I'm trying to say.
So I would wonder if there is any data like this that you did previously when it passed, because I remember the sign that used to be on the fire station saying this station may close. I forget what it said.
We
brownouts, blackouts, or something like that.
I don't know if we can because we won't, but I might be able to pull them
but
off.
But that made a difference in this area when people realized the risk of what you could lose, then that levy did pass.
It did. It did.
Well, and you know, it's have to look. I mean, we could close this one because that one's a more equipped station, and covers a better portion of the township from.
So I did research because I had the same questions, and then Mike called me and asked me the same questions. So my 22 years of experience. I assumed 192's is Sullivan Avenue. It's always busier by a couple hundred runs a year. It's almost, usually it's 50-50, 51-49. Like it's that close with runs.
Sullivan Avenue is more runs.
By very few, 1% probably or less, every year. So I assumed this station took the majority of the township runs because it's closer to most of the township that's down here. So I ran the numbers this year. So as of November, whenever this report was run, it was run in November, it was run last week. We've taken 1,510 township runs. 793 of them were from this station. 717 of them were from 192s. So So that's only a difference of 70 runs
more
between the two. More out of here versus up there, which I'm blown away by. I thought it would be.
And how many of those were for Columbus?
No, those are zero.
Just zero.
Those are just township runs.
Okay.
But what the data I was looking for is how many runs go out of Sullivan Avenue into Columbus and how many runs here go into Columbus. Do you have that data?
No, but I could run that easily enough.
Would you think it would be a higher number of runs out of Sullivan Avenue go into Columbus than here, or you wouldn't venture to guess?
It would be pretty much flip-flopped on that.
I think it'd be
because they both basically take the same amount of runs, and if this one's taking 70 more township runs, that means that one's taking 70 more city runs. But it's almost equal.
Okay.
We take 80% of our runs for the city, 20% of our runs into the township, both stations. Which I was shocked.
It just seems that this is a much bigger area than me.
You would think, yes.
That, I mean, you can look at the map and see it.
Yes.
So.
Do you have any statistics on how many runs that I've seen over at the bus station, but how many we take there? Did we ever keep data on that?
On the bus station?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We better finish up with Jeff. And then
we went down the rabbit hole.
But that's important information for trying to make a decision as to what you're going to do with the levy.
And, gentlemen, deadline is February 5th.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, if you pay... If you flip to page 5 of the fire levy, the detail that's in here, going forward, this is all based on the existing 29 employees, of which 7 of them are in EMS. Okay? Well, it's all part of the operations.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how the deficit is increasing going forward. Now, how that translates into the size levy that you might need, I can't tell you off the top of my head right now. Okay? But there's definitely a concern, especially going into 26 and having sufficient resources to run the department. Okay? There's really nothing significant in terms of cost in here. That is out of the ordinary or that would come and go as time passes. We did stick in 26 the replacement of, I think that was 3 furnaces up at 192 for $12,000. It's going to come back into play. That has to get taken care of, okay? New computers, MDCs, and desktops for his department out in 28. There's no dollar assigned to it yet.
Has to keep that in mind, though.
Yes, yes. And keep in mind, too, your fire trucks, fortunately, they last a lot longer than EMS vehicles.
Or police cars.
Yeah. But again, they're expensive. They're expensive to repair. Okay? But they only usually, or they have a useful life of about 20 years. So you got to keep that in mind as you look at some of this, too. And at $1 million, $1.5 million for a fire truck anymore, that's a chunk of money. Okay? So, fire levies, we all know that it needs work and you're facing a levy. Good news, bad news for EMS fund. Good news is revenues seem to be increasing. Now, whether that is because fees have gone up that you're able to bill or
more runs.
Because of changing companies, you've got collections that have been delayed that are coming in. I don't know which one it is.
I think it's a little bit of, it's a combination of, we did up our fees, and this new company is much more hands-on, and they promised more money, and I was hesitant to, I was like, okay, prove it. And so far, they're proving it.
So, just an example. Most of last year and early part of this year, we were running about $100,000-$110,000 a month on EMS revenue. Month of October, we hit $156,000. I don't look for it to stay there, but this just
has,
it has jumped up. I, you know, it'd be nice to say it's going to stay that way. I really don't know. Okay. Bad news with the EMS levy. There's seven guys in this fund. If you look at the bottom line on page three for that one, it starts to go into a deficit. And again, I've got lower revenues than what may happen here. If you you will have to transfer one firefighter EMS person out of EMS to the fire levy fund in 26. That will avoid the deficit for maybe 2 years. Okay? That's not out of the ordinary. Over the last 4 years, we have flip-flopped some guys back and forth between fire and EMS to keep things in balance as far as budget goes. But moving a firefighter that is between $110,000 and $130,000 a year over to the fire levy fund is going to have an impact on your
fire levy fund.
You bet. And the potential levy that you go after. Okay? I hope the revenue stays up in the $125,000 to $130,000 a month, because that would certainly enable you to keep the seven in EMS longer. Okay? We'll know more as we get towards the end of the year and the first of next year to see how this is really going to wash out. And Chief gets the information every month as to what it is. So we'll see what happens over November, December with it. Like I said, I'm hoping it stays up there. That certainly helps out with the EMS budget, okay? We are still setting aside $130,000 a year for an EMS vehicle. So every 3 years, there's a new one. Depending upon what you choose to do and how you're going to staff and run the fire department, it may dictate whether or not you need to replace those vehicles as fast. Okay? You may not have to. If that's the case, then the $130,000 that's being transferred out and set aside for new EMS is going to drop and maybe save you money. But if you also drop one of two EMS run vehicles for doing runs, your revenue is going to drop. So there's just...
It's a give and take.
It's a big moving target.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way to put it. So, again, as I started off, got to watch your expenditures. You guys need to be looking out beyond the current year.
I, for one, Jeff, would love to sit down every quarter and have a meeting. I think it would help not only us, but the department heads on knowing exactly
the good thing is where
they're at.
They all have access into UAN, so they see all the same reports that you guys see and that I see. And I've helped them all over the years to understand those reports.
Okay.
I've made certain, I had to make a few changes for a couple of guys so that they had more, made sure they got all the information they're supposed to get. Okay. Making sure we keep that system on good, up-to-date technology and making sure it can run right so that these guys can get their information is a big plus.
Chief, I want to ask the question. It's the elephant in the room.
Yeah, yeah. At one time, your fiscal officer started to shut it down at night when she left, which meant nobody had access to it. These guys are in here long before she was. Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning, you're probably earlier than that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what time Chief gets in and from time to time or how long he's here after everybody's gone.
Frames.
But if you turn it on at 8:30 and you turn it off at 3:30, these guys, you tie their hands. Okay?
Turning what off and on?
The main computer for UAN.
Oh, I see. So that computer has to be on for them to see it.
Right now it's with Robin.
Gotcha. I didn't realize that had to be on.
Oh, yeah.
That's news to me. Yes. I didn't realize
it functions
that.
Like a server.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, it makes sense because once it's off, no one can. Yeah.
Something I don't know whether you're aware of it or not. I'll bring it up.
The computer.
For the longest time, the computer that was running UAN in here was a problem. It was making noise. We had concerns with it. The day after we got UAN moved over to Robin's computer and off this one, it died.
Wow. That's what you call getting your money's worth all the way down to the last hour.
I consider it more dangerous because you could put yourselves out of commission for a while.
Yeah. So that was a God bless.
Yes.
So.
And if data was lost between the last backup and the date that it died.
Because God knows we don't.
You're going to reconstruct.
God knows, you know, we all know we should back up every day. But
so we
do
are,
we? No.
We are at the
do
point.
Do we?
We're at the point.
I wish I did.
I still have.
I do.
Questions.
Okay.
Okay. I need your guys.
We're still in special meeting.
You're welcome to go to the bathroom.
No, we're on a meeting. I'm hanging out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So
I want to ask some questions. It's the elephant in the room. Just wait.
Appropriation resolution will be forthcoming for the first meeting in December that will cover 25.
Stop.
Okay.
So once that's passed, we can open up 25 and start getting that set up and the transition from 24 to 25 and all the year in.
Steve, you have a question?
Yeah. The big question, and in my mind, it is the elephant in the room. You need an engine. Is that right?
Most likely, yes.
And we're looking for what you and Jeff told me, between $1 million and $1.5 million.
About $1 million, yeah. Right now it's $1 million just under.
But you have a 20-year-old engine.
I have a 14 and a 24.
So and the lifespan is 10 to 15.
Federal standards say 10, realism 15.
14 years over.
Well, that's our backup. She's just a
which one recently got re-chassied? One up to Wisconsin?
That's the 14-year-old one. It's still running.
Okay.
And the one, the newest one we got, how many years ago?
5 now.
Okay.
And that was paid for out of general fund.
Yeah.
That was, had a 5-year
loan
lease purchase on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have it in general fund.
Nope. And the other thing we got our tasks. Just keep in mind. ARPA and SAFER grants have provided a ton of money here. ARPA, I think it hit about $1.2 million, was it?
Mm-hmm.
With their two shots that came
in.
Yes,
sir.
There was a chunk that came in under SAFER, and that was used to cover wages and benefits. I want to say for the police department some. I'm not
fire.
Sure. A little bit for fire, but I'm not 100% certain there on that one. But that was also $1.2 million. So you benefited greatly from it. At least right now, you're looking at infrequent capital purchases with it, such as the building with the road department,
yeah.
Radios for police and fire, and certain other things.
Okay.
So they've been bigger ticket items that has saved these budgets. But that money's disappearing.
So it's 11:45. Is there any other questions?
I got quite a handful still. I have 38 people relying on what our plans are in the next 6 months. So I want to know, is there an appetite between you three to put the same levy on in the spring? Or did we give it our best shot? Now it's time to look at realistic alternatives with a smaller department.
So what we'll do is
put something that will maintain one station on next year versus two.
So I, as one person, you know, said, yes, I feel that we, you know, looking at the numbers and looking at this, I feel that this is me personally. I feel that it would pass. Giving the information out to the people and let them see what the future is of Franklin Township Fire. That's me, and then we'll go down the line.
You don't have to make a decision. I'm not trying to hold you.
You're just getting the temperature.
I am all in favor of putting another levy on in May. What type of levy? That's yet to be determined over
sure.
the next several weeks. But yes, we are intentions of going after a levy.
Yeah.
My intentions, personally,
yes,
is sure. going after a levy.
For sure.
And then Mike?
I'm right there with in between them. I'm torn. You know, let's not forget that you guys were the ones that said We want to put this on, wait and do it in when the presidential election is, because they always pass on the presidential election, and it didn't. Right?
Absolutely.
So now here we are where I wished we would have ran one last summer.
Yes.
I think we made a huge mistake by waiting. So, with that being said, I do have an appetite, and I would be a yes vote,
okay. Obviously,
to put another levy on. I just don't sure which kind.
Okay.
I think I've had people come to me, not enough to change the vote, change mm-hmm. it to a yes, but I've had people come to me that said they didn't understand fully. I don't know how they couldn't.
I'm leaning more towards... where my cards are laying, so you'll know.
Yep, cool.
I'm leaning more towards a rule renewal plus.
Okay.
And John's leaning more of going right back at the same thing. So
yeah.
That's something that we're going to have to discuss out.
So what did Valley View do? Did it affect us in any way?
Valley View was like 90 to 60. It was a difference of 37 in the negative.
Yeah.
So they got to vote. So they vote. If their vote would have counted, it would have went.
It did count.
It did.
Valley View's did count?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was the problem.
92 positive and 92 negative.
No, 92 to the negatives. Just
so then that would have made
a difference
us.
Difference of 37.
So we're at 127 or so, and 90 of it would have, it wouldn't have mattered.
37, no.
37.
It's the overall difference, yeah.
So really, our realistic number was under 100 people difference of it failing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that even makes what I'm thinking stronger, because really we're in a 90 people difference that it failed. And some of it could be education. So when you look at it from that standpoint, we're not far off.
I don't either. I did everything.
I mean, you can't.
You've got almost 3,000... township residents to come out and give their opinion.
Yeah.
If we put one on in the spring, you're going to get probably less than 1,000 residents giving their opinion.
So you have to figure out who feels the strongest.
Right.
Do you understand? Do you feel against strong enough to come out, or do you feel for strong enough
right.
to come out?
Right.
So I will say this, and then we'll move on.
We need to adjourn.
My opinion is this. A lot of people came out to vote for one reason. And then when they saw the levy that affected them, they said no.
Well,
but the people that normally come out.
Neither one of you are going to like this, but I'm going to tell you. Home rule being on there hurt us.
Okay.
On the fire levy. That's my opinion. People were against that, and they just went down through there, and they just did no.
So if that's the case, then we're right on track with the levy that we had. It would have passed.
I don't have data to prove it, but that's how I feel.
But I can
I'm
see that.
Your way.
Yeah. So I'm going to, if there's nothing else, I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
I have one last question. What is your
you bet, thank you.
Thoughts on paying overtime to keep trucks in service
we
versus
have to.
Browning out trucks? Because I'm going to start losing staff.
I personally would say brown them out. That's my personal opinion.
Okay.
The voters have, they didn't want it.
I tend to agree, but then you...
Because when you start taking and paying overtime,
yeah.
paying
you're cutting into your budget.
For sure, for next year.
For next year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Brownouts, I mean, hate to do it.
But there's no good.
But, numbers are numbers. You can't... You can only cut a pie so many times.
For sure. Will it roll from one firehouse to the other firehouse like that? How would you do it?
I think realistically, I would try to keep it so that it affects one truck. And obviously, medics only have two guys on them, so that would be one of the first ones to go. But then if they pile up, because I need six guys to run that every day, if we lose six guys, then that medic's just out of service. If we only lose three, then maybe here this day it's open, this day it's not. I mean, I don't want to do it that way. I feel like there's some leniency in there because there's still money available. Let's pay overtime.
So
it doesn't make sense.
Trust you because we hired you as the fire chief. We're here just to oversee. It's your department.
Yeah.
That's where I stand.
So we are now going. I'm going to adjourn the meeting, and then we'll go into the regular meeting. So we'll take over.
So if there's no further questions at this time, the time is now 11:52, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all. Gee, Renee.
Thanks, fellas.